Mark Schmitz of Wells, Newway K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Johnson Seeds of Wells, the Wells VFW, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, and Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center. And welcome to a New Ulm as we're at the home of the Greyhounds here, the New Ulm Cathedral, as they host the United South Central Rebels here this evening in a Section 2A matchup here. New Ulm Cathedral 1-7 on the year, and USC sitting at 3-5 here on this young season as we come to a close of 2024, and we'll head into the new year after this game here tonight on 98 Country. We will be back with more here on our pregame show. We'll have a closer look at the New Ulm Greyhounds, the New Ulm Cathedral Greyhounds, coming up in 2 minutes.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
State Line Cooperative would like to thank our customers, including area farmers, patrons, and suppliers, for your business this year. It has been our pleasure to assist you with planning your grain, agronomy, feed, and seed needs. We look forward to working with you to make 2025 successful and profitable. May the new year bring you peace, happiness, and prosperity. Have a safe holiday and happy new year from all of us at State Line Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton. Call 553-5880. And we're back here in New Ulm as we take a look at the New Ulm Cathedral Greyhounds here again in Section 2A. And in the Tomahawk Valley Conference, of course, on the Tomahawk side here. Overall, they are 1-7 in the section. They are 0-3 in their Tomahawk Valley Conference, 1-4. And here at home, they are 1-2 and 0-5 on the road. Their last game was their lone victory of the season. They defeated Wabasso back on Friday, 52-39. And that was Friday the 20th. As again, they took on the Wabasso, and took on Wabasso 52-37. The final there as they ended a seven-game losing streak and looking to maybe build on that and start a winning streak here tonight as their matchup against USC here this evening. Their next game will be Friday as they'll be at Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart. Greyhounds will head out on the road on Friday after this game here against USC on a foggy Monday night. We'll be back. Closer look at the USC Rebels headed your way in just 2.5 minutes.
What do Azrael farmers and Azrael dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azrael dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
And we are back here as we take a look at the USC Rebels now. They are 3-5 overall, 0-1 in Section 2A. And in the Gopher Conference, they sit at 1-3. On the road, the Rebels are 2-3 here on the young season. And again, on the road, 2-3. At home, they are 1-2 on the season. So, again, 3-5 overall. Their last game was a loss back on Friday, December 20th. They hosted New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, and the Panthers got the Rebels there 64-30. The final there. So the Rebels have a streak of one loss there. As their last win was December 19th, they took on Lyle Pacelli and defeated them 66-53 on the 19th, but then fell again to New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva the next night. Coming up here for the Rebels the rest of the week on, Friday, they will be hosting the Randolph Rockets. And then Saturday, they're on the road for a Saturday afternoon game at Medelia. So that's what's coming up here for USC. As, again, hosting Randolph Friday night and then at Medelia Saturday afternoon. That's a 3:15 tip-off there. Again, 7:15 versus Randolph Friday night. So that's what's coming up for the Rebels here. But, again, tonight, it's the Rebels and Greyhounds here from New Ulm Cathedral. As we'll be back with more in just 1 minute.
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm.
New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex SuperLube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. SuperLube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-knh.com today.
And we're back here at New Ulm Cathedral as the Rebels and Greyhounds here this evening as we take a look at what's coming up on the rest of our broadcast schedule. Of course, nothing else this week as this is our lone game of the week. And then we'll have, or wait, no, it's not. I'm confused. This is our last game of 2024. And then Friday night, it's boy-girl basketball doubleheader. Fairmont at Blue Earth Area, 6 o'clock. The girls will tip things off first, and then the boys will follow. That's on Friday night, Fairmont Cardinals at the Blue Earth Area Bucks. Coming up here this week on our broadcast schedule here on 98 Country. We'll be back with starting lineups and tip-off from New Ulm after this.
Stay warm with Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Right now, they're offering a top-of-the-line furnace with a lifetime warranty. That's right, peace of mind for life. From heating, plumbing, electrical, and generator service to water conditioning, they've got you covered with expert care you can trust. Call Ron's today at 507-553-5848 or visit them online at www.ronsphe.com. Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric, where your comfort lasts a lifetime.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Kyle from Johnson Seeds. Remember, Asgrow is the seed that leads the game by putting up bigger numbers. Asgrow 10XF4, 19XF3, 20XF5, and 21XF2 all provide greater yield potential. Johnson Seeds can also handle your seed treatment needs with our on-site treatment plant. Choose Asgrow by calling Scott, Darren, or myself, Kyle, at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
And we are back here. Let's take a look at the starting lineups here. First off, for the New Ulm Cathedral Greyhounds, number 3, 5'8", Kylie Burden. And number 4, 5'6", freshman, Ashlyn Hillsheim. And we also have number 5, 5'6", senior, and Madeline Gills. And number 24, 5'10", junior, Shea Wilford. And number 32, 5'10", eighth grader, Jade Alterman. The Greyhounds coached by Dave Wilford. And now we take a look at the Rebels starting lineup here for you. Number 3, 5'8", senior, Taylor Schroeder. Number 4, 5'9", senior, Addison Mattoon. Number 5, 5'9", sophomore, Olivia Bungham. Number 11, 5'6", sophomore Ivy O'Rourke. Number 13, 5'11", freshman Olivia Brigger. The starters for Taylor Overmoes, USC Rebels, assisted by Dallas Olson, Katie Stenzel, and Christy Dilla. Captains, of course, are for the Rebels are the seniors Taylor Schroeder and Addison Mattu. We're about ready to get things underway here on 98 Country with girls basketball action for you, as it is again the Rebels and Greyhounds here tonight from New Ulm. All right, PA nice and loud. Great music, yeah. Let's get pumped. Here we go, center circle. It's Wilford and Brigger. The Cathedral Greyhounds here win the tip. And here we go. Hillsheim now with the ball. Gives it back up here to Wilford. Inside they go, the kick out. And the three-pointer taken there by Gillison, no good. But a rebound by the Greyhounds, no good. Another rebound put back is no good. And rebounded by the Rebels. Down low to Brigger, but she misses. Bungum on the follow, no good. So here we go. It'll be Rebel basketball as it goes out of bounds. As O'Rourke will inbound here, gives it up to Bungum. Bungum now behind the back, dribbles back, gives it up to Mattu. Now over to Schroeder. Schroeder and Bungum, top of the key, now driving into the paint, kicks it out into the corner. Now back out to Schroeder, over to O'Rourke. Now to Bungum, top of the key, thought about the shot, she'll take it, and it's long, no good, rebounded by the Greyhounds. And here comes New Ulm Cathedral. Almost picked the pocket there, did O'Rourke. And now coming around, we've got an illegal screen, believe, called on number four, Hillsheim. And that'll be her first and the first team foul here on Cathedral. Bungum will bring it up, calls out the play. Here's O'Rourke with the basketball. Dribbles to her left, now gives it up to Mattu. Two now surrounded by two Greyhounds and a steal turned over as here come the Greyhounds once again. Wilford with the basketball gives it up to Hillsheim. And now back over to Wilford. Wilford into the corner there to Altermont. She misses the shot and it's rebounded by the Rebels. As Brigger comes away with the board. O'Rourke pushes it ahead. Mattu and corner shot no good. And we have Bungum down low as she got the rebound, and the putback is no good, but a foul will be called. That'll put Bungum to the free throw line. So Kylie Verdan with the first foul, second foul team-wise here for the Greyhounds. We are scoreless here, and we'll remain that way as Bungum comes up empty on the first free throw. Just about 2 minutes in here, 16-12 to play in the first half. As the, and there's the first point of the game as she, Bungum connects on the second free throw, and it's 1-0 USC. Cathedral coming down the court now. As Alderman has it now over to Gills. She goes, now gives it up here to Burdan. Now they look inside. Now the kick out. There's the shot by Gills, and it's a three-pointer. So Gillis knocks down a three, and it's 3-1 now in favor of the Greyhounds. Bungum gets it across the timeline nicely. And now swings it over to O'Rourke on the left wing in the corner down to Mattu. Going over to Bungum, now to Schroeder. Schroeder, three-pointer, good. So Taylor Schroeder answers back with a three after the make from Gillis. And now Gillis with the Burdan with the basketball. Ball is loose. Bungum will get it. And here come the Rebels. Bungum all the way stops. Now throws it up. No good. Schroeder is there with the follow. And she will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 15-10 to play first half here. It's 4-3 USC. So here comes Schroeder with a shot. No good. See number 14, Olivia Amako comes in. Free throw is bounces around, no good. Brigger runs down the rebound and throws it over to O'Rourke. O'Rourke off the glass, no good. The ball is still loose, and we're going to get a jump ball. So Schroeder comes up empty on the free throws. And now Schroeder with the basketball gives it up. And now O'Rourke, three-pointer is off the mark, no good. It goes out of bounds, and it'll go to the Greyhounds. 4-3 our score, 14-53 to play first half. Some pressure here by USC. Now they'll back it off. And now Schroeder almost gets a steal. Now over to Wilfert. Wilfert loses it, but the reason she lost it is because she was fouled from behind. And it will be a foul on Olivia Bungum, her first team foul for the Rebels. Inbound coming here for Cathedral. And the shot taken, and it's made by Madeline Gillis, her second three of the game. She has all 6 points for Cathedral, 6-4. The Greyhounds lead the Rebels here. Mattoon now into the corner to Bungum. Bungum goes over to Schroeder. Schroeder on the drive. She is fouled by Ultimate Matt, the eighth grader. So Jade Ultimate with the foul. Puts Schroeder to the free throw line once again. And this time, first one goes. So free throw number two headed our way here. This one can tie it up at sixes. And it does. So 6-6 tie here. So we're 14-19 to play first half. Here come the Greyhounds, off and running. Helgett now are over. They get it over to Altermont. And now over to Mako's. There's the shot. No good. And the ball's loose. Last touch by USC. And it'll be Cathedral basketball underneath their own basket. 14-01 to go first half. 6-6 tie. Wilfert gives it up now to Hillschein. And now Wilfert spins in the lane, goes up off the glass, and the bucket. So an and one here for Shea Wilfert. She gets the two to go, and we'll get a free throw now. And the foul on Brigger. And the shot is up there for Wilfert, and she'll get it. 3 points for her now. And it's a 9-6 lead here for the Greyhounds. Schroeder gets it across, and now over to Brigger down low from O'Rourke. Now Bungum has it in the paint, dribbles, kicks it out. Now over to Bungum. Bungum again on the drive, goes up, blocked, and here come the Greyhounds. And they'll push it up here. Will Gillis gives it up now to Altermat. Now they give it back to Gillis. Gillis on the drive, hard off the glass, no good. And it'll be last touched by the Rebels at State Greyhound basketball. 13-13 to play first half. 9-6, Greyhounds lead the Rebels here. Early first half. And she was out of bounds when they passed it back to her here. And that'll be a turnover by the Greyhounds. And now Bungum gets it. Now back to O'Rourke. Going back to the middle. Here's Bungum. Now across to Schroeder. Schroeder bounce pass was a little late there to Brigger. And it's picked off. Turnover by the Rebels. And here comes Wilford. She tries to find Mako underneath. Mako now with inbound. It's the last touch by the Rebels. And Wilford, baseline fade, and it's no good. And Brigger will grab the board. And the Rebels pushing it here with O'Rourke now to Schroeder. Schroeder dribbles to her right. Now back to Mattoon, who goes left. Now back to the right side, the right wing. It's O'Rourke. Now top is Bungum. She'll kick it out. Now back to the top. Ivy O'Rourke has it. Dribbles. Now swings it over to the right side as she cuts. Schroeder into Bungum. Bungum shot in the paint. No good. And it's rebounded by the Greyhounds. Now here come the Greyhounds now on the move. Kick out. There's the shot. That one is off the mark by Hillsheim. And that will be a rebound for USC. As Schroeder has it right at the free throw line now. Finds Brigger down low. One bounce and off the glass is good for Olivia Brigger for two. And it's a 9-8 lead for Cathedral here. And here come the Greyhounds now working it around. With Altermont with the basketball. And there's a big shot for number five. Gillis, her third three of the ball game, and it is 12-8, 11:35 to play first half. Timeout by USC, and it's a 30-second timeout, so we're back in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW, wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook. And we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
And we're back here after that 30-second timeout. Rebels will take the floor, and the Greyhounds do as well. So full court pressure going to be put on here by the Greyhounds. As O'Rourke will inbound here to Bungum. Bungum surveys the floor, now gets it all the way across, and that's a long pass that the Greyhounds are just begging the Rebels to make there as it's tipped out of bounds there by Shea Wilford. And it'll be Rebel basketball. Inside to Bullerman. Bullerman goes up. She's short on it. And it's a miss, and it'll be a rebound for the Greyhounds as they push it up now. Swing it over. Here's Wilford on the drive. Off the glass, no good. Brigger is there for the rebound. Ahead to O'Rourke, who swings it to Brigger. Brigger thought about the three, now looks inside to Bullerman. Bullerman throws it up, no good. Rebounded by the Greyhounds. 12-8 our score. Greyhounds with the lead here over the Rebels with 10:48 to play first half. And now Wilford gives it up at the top of the key now. Wilford gets the ball back, looking inside, and Bullerman will grab it, turn it over, and here comes Bungum now to Schroeder. Schroeder inside to Bullerman. The kick back out to Schroeder. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebounded by the Greyhounds. Too much on that shot. Now they push it. And back over to Wilford. Wilford spins on the baseline. Now goes up with a shot. No good. Bungum will grab the board. And Olivia Bungum now brings it up. Crosses over. Gets into the paint. Throws it up off the glass. No good. Bullerman's there and one. She gets the rebound, the putback, and the foul. So Bullerman gets two, and she has a chance for a traditional three-point play here. 34, Bryn Wilford comes in now. As, let's see who came out, 32, Alterman. Free throw is no good, and it's rebounded by the Greyhounds. So here we go, 12-10, Greyhounds with the lead and the ball. Yeah, Wilfert now in the corner. Here's Maka. And now here's Brigger as they steal it. And then the Rebels will throw it away. And Mattoon comes in, and out comes O'Rourke now. 12-10 our score. And here come the Greyhounds now as they get it across court. Now over, here's the shot. It's long, rebounded by Mattoon. And here come the Rebels. Schroeder with the basketball now. Looks over to Brigger. Corner, baseline. Jumper is good. A deep two as Olivia Brigger knocks down that shot. And we're tied 12-12. Greyhounds now with the basketball. We're all tied. Wilfert now kicks it. That's the shot taken there by Hillsheim, and that's a two. And we've got another timeout. 14-12 with 9:01 to go in this first half. A full timeout. Back with more in 1 minute.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
And the Rebels lose the ball. Here comes the Greyhounds. That shot is taken up. It bounces over the backboard there by Gillis, so she misses that three. And it'll go to USC. O'Rourke comes back in now for Bungum, and she'll take a rest. 14-12 is our score. The Greyhounds lead the Rebels here in New Ulm. 8:40 and counting here to go in this first half. Don't forget at halftime, the Hodges Halftime Report with all your first half stats, and we got a push. Yes, that'll go on Brent Wilford now, the freshman. That's foul number one on her, the fourth team foul. Or wait, sixth team foul. And now here come the Rebels. Ahead to Bullerman. Now back over to O'Rourke, who dribbles to the top. Now over to Mattoon. Inside to Schroeder. Schroeder shot, no good, down low. And here come the Greyhounds off the rebound. And they swing it over now to Gillis. Gillis looks to Wilfert. Wilfert, baseline, jumpers, no good. Brigger will grab the rebound. And Schroeder brings it up. 14-12, O'Rourke, three-pointer. It's off the glass, and it goes. And Ivy O'Rourke, the kiss off the glass for three. And it's 15-14. She called bank. I heard her call it. 15-14 now. There's a shot by the Greyhounds as it was Hillsheim on the miss and rebounded by USC. Inside to Bullerman. Bullerman will kick it out to Brigger. Now back to O'Rourke. Now Schroeder. Holds it high. Looks inside to Bullerman. Bullerman on the move. Can't come up with that one either. She comes up short on the shot. And it's rebounded by the Greyhounds. And thought about the show. She'll take a step back. And she knocks it down to Gillis. Her fourth three-pointer of the night. She's got 12. And here we go, trapped by Schroeder, Schroeder is trapped, gets it to Mattoon. Now they throw to the corner, and Mako gets a piece of it and knocks it out of bounds. Number three comes in, Berdan back into the ball game. 22, the Paskowitz comes in. And here's the drive by Bogum on the take, and she gets the foul. It's Olivia Bogum with three now. She can make it four if she connects on this free throw. And the foul goes on number 14. That is Olivia Mako with the senior, her second foul. Free throw's no good. Brigger is there to rebound it, however. And she gets fouled on the putback attempt. So, now it's Brigger. That foul goes on Burdan. That is two on her. Olivia Brigger, free throw, no good. And she'll get one more here. She was shooting on that. 17-17, our score. And that one is off the mark, no good. Bounces off the back of the iron and rebounded by the Greyhounds. Greyhounds coming now. Into the corner they go. And now back over here to Gillis. Gillis on the move. Now we'll kick it over to Mako. Corner. Gillis of this is a, takes the three in the corner. No good. As Brigger's there for the rebound. Bungum now brings it up. And she'll give it over to O'Rourke. Three-pointer. And it rattles out. No good. And it will go to the Greyhounds. So rattled out. And it's 17-17 here, 6:10 to play in this first half. And now there's a throwaway, and it's stolen away by O'Rourke. Now to Bungum, who takes the shot off the mark on the three-pointer, but a rebound by Schroeder, who goes up and is fouled. Jade Alterman, and that is her second. It's the ninth team foul. Schroeder here is 2 for 4 and misses that one. We'll get one more here. Shea Wilford comes in, number 4. Hillsheim is in there as well. Burdan comes out. And Schroeder's free throw is up, and that one is good for Schroeder. So 3 of 6 from the free throw line, and she has 6 points. Three-pointer and 3 free throws here. And now pressure from the Rebels. Here's Wilford, gets it across. Nope, she'll throw it away to Bungum ahead to Schroeder, but then the Rebels turn it right back over. So a turnover answered by another turnover. 22 comes out, and now back in is Bryn Wilford, the freshman. Gets the pass in here from Shea. Now back to Shea. Now they get it to Hillside. Now over to Wilford. Ball is tied up, and it will go. It'll stay Cathedral basketball. 18-17, Rebels by one with 5:35 to play here in the first half. And they'll get it in. And Hillsheim gives it up now to Shea Wilford. Now over to Bryn. Now back to Shea. Here's number 5, Gillis with a basketball. Kicks it out. Here's the shot by Shea Wilford for 2. She's got 5. And now Rebel basketball, 19-18 here, 5:15 to play first half. Some pressure here by the Greyhounds. Schroeder gives it back to Bungum. Now back to Schroeder as they get it across. Looking to Brigger, and it's a turnover as the Greyhounds coming. Gillis with the ball, gives it up to Wilford. Now over to Hillside. Now in the corner, a three-pointer is off the mark. No good there by number 32, Altermatt, the eighth grader. Now another shot taken as that one missed. And here come the Rebels now. And a drive to the by through the baseline for O'Rourke. She gets 2. And now she's got 5 on the night. 2019 USC by one. And a reach is going to be called on Bungum. And that'll be foul number two on Olivia. And she's ready to come to the bench as Mattoon will come back in here for the Rebels. And inbounding. Ball is knocked away. And Bullerman comes away with it. Gives it up to Schroeder. And now Schroeder will bring it up. Goes to her right and splits through the defender. Layup no good. O'Rourke will get the rebound, however. And out of Schroeder. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. And last touched by the Rebels. So 2019, our score. 4 minutes to play, first half. So pressure here by the Rebels once again. They get it across to the Greyhounds. In the corner, the shot is taken, and it is made by Madeline Gillis. She's got 5 3-pointers here on the night, 15 points, 22-20. And then we get a reach here. Right after the coach says don't reach, Bryn Wilfert picks up foul number two. So we have a 22-20 score, and Schroeder will go to the free throw line here with 3:42 to go. And that one will go down. She'll get another. And the next one will go for Schroeder, who has 8 points here in this first half. 22-22, our score. And now here comes Wilfert. And she stepped out of bounds. Turns it over for the eighth time here for Cathedral. Bungum back in here with 3.5 remaining first half. She will come in for Olivia Brigger. So Olivia in for Olivia. 3:30, first half. And Schroeder with the ball. Bounce pass to Bullerman. Bullerman off the glass, and there she gets one to go. And she has 4 on the night. 24-22, USC leading by 2 with 3:10 to play first half. And Wilfert comes to get it. And she crosses over, drives baseline, and the shot is short. And she gets her own rebound, however, and collects it. Now they swing it over here to Altamont, and there's a three taken by Shea Wilfert. And now she has 8 points. And it's 25-24 and a turnover. The Rebels turn it over. Ahead to Wilfert. Shot is up, no good. And it's rebounded by Schroeder. And they throw it ahead, and they throw it out of bounds. So the Rebels turn it right back over now. 25-24. Greyhounds leading the Rebels here. 2.5 to go. And counting. Getting it across here is Hillsheim. And now they give it up to Gillis. Gillis back. Over now in the corner, and the wing, actually. It was shot there by Altamont, the eighth grader, and it's rebounded by the Greyhounds. And we've got a timeout by the Greyhounds, a 30-second timeout. 2:07 to play, first half, 25-24. Greyhounds lead the Rebels. More in 30 seconds.
Stateline Cooperative is committed to our producers and our local communities. We believe that by being economically and environmentally responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. Stateline credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and Stateline is committed to continuing the success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
And we are back here. 2:07 to go first half. 25-24. Greyhounds leading the Rebels here by one. Coming out of a Greyhound timeout. As it'll be Bryn Wilfert to inbound. Yeah, the Rebels are in the bonus here. And a block by Bungum as Hillsheim tried to take a shot, but she's blocked. Bungum now will kick it out. To O'Rourke now, the ball goes to. She goes to her right, gives it up to Schroeder. Schroeder thought about the three, now drives and loses the ball. And here come the Greyhounds as they grab it. And now here's Wilfert. Now a blocking foul will be called. And who is it on? And that's going to go on Taylor Schroeder. Her first foul. And the fourth team foul here on the Rebels. 1:42 to play first half. They go inside and it's knocked away by Bungum. And we have Schroeder coming out. Olivia Bungum. Bungum comes out. Brigger in. And let's see, number 5, Gillis comes out. 22, Paskowitz comes in. Ooh, Rebel hit the floor hard. There was O'Rourke, and now the shot up, no good. Rebounded by USC. And Schroeder will bring the ball up. Swings it over to O'Rourke. O'Rourke going to her right, gets at the free throw line, kicks it out to Batum. Now over to Schroeder. Schroeder on the drive now, kicks it. Brigger, top of the key three, is short. And it's rebounded by the Greyhounds. So Brigger just short on the three-pointer. And it's 25-24. 1:07 and counting here. The Greyhounds lead. Ball fake and then a drive around the defender for Jade Altermat. For two, the eighth grader takes it to the rack. 27-24 now. 54 seconds to go. Schroeder weaving through the defense. Goes up with a shot, and she is fouled by Altermat. That's her third. And Altermat with her third foul puts Schroeder to the free throw line here for the ninth time here tonight. And she makes that one now. Four in a row she's made from the line. 9 points for Taylor Schroeder. Shot is up, but it's good for Taylor. She's in double digits now with 10 points. And it's 27-26, 45 seconds to go first half. Don't forget all the first half stats coming your way with a Hodges Halftime Report coming up at halftime. Wilfert with the basketball now. We'll swing it over to Gillis. Now back over to Hillsheim. And now to Burden. Now the shot, and it is a swish from Shea Wilfert, her second three of the night. And it's 30-26 with 18 seconds and counting. Schroeder gets it across. Mattoon, she'll take a three off the rim, no good. And it's rebounded by the Greyhounds. 7 seconds to go here, first half. Here come the, now 4, 3, 2. The shot is off, and it is, oh, it rolls off. Rolls out here on Wilfert's shot at the buzzer. New Ulm Cathedral leads it here 30-26 over the USC Rebels. We have the Hodges Halftime Report coming up for you in just 3 minutes.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont Clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont Clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. What if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed from Pivot Bio.
In Wells, Minnesota, contact Colin Wagner at 507-525-3159.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
And we're back here, the Hodges Halftime Report. The score, New Ulm Cathedral 30, USC 26 here at the half. And it is time now for that Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. We'll have your first half stats right after this.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
All right, let's look at our first half stats here on our Hodges Halftime Reports as Madeline Gillis leading the way for New Ulm Cathedral and leading all scorers with 15 points here tonight, all from three-point land. She has 5 threes to give her those 15 points. Then Shea Wilford with the 11, 2 from Ashlyn Hillsheim with 2, and again Jade Altermont with 2 as well to round out the scoring for New Ulm Cathedral. New Ulm Cathedral, let's see, they shot, let's see here, they had 11 of 32 in the first half, 34%, 1 for 1 from the charity stripe, so again that's at 100% there. For the Rebels, Taylor Schroeder leads away with 10 points. Ivy O'Rourke has 5. Olivia Brigger with 4. Chloe Bullerman with 4. Olivia Bungham with 3 to round out the scoring for USC in their 26. The Rebels shooting 30% from the floor at 8 of 26. And they are 8 of 16 from the free throw line, shooting 50% there. Rebounding, the edge going to USC there, 21 team rebounds to New Ulm Cathedral 17. Both teams have turned the ball over 9 times in the first half. Foul trouble, Jade Altermat with 3. Thea Paskowitz with 2. Olivia Mako with 2 as well. And 2 from Kylie Burdan. That's all for New Ulm Cathedral. 2 fouls on Olivia Bungham is the foul trouble there for USC, which is 2. But again, Altermat, the eighth grader, post player with 2 points, and she's got picked up 3 fouls in that first half. 30-26, our halftime score. That is our Hodges halftime report here on 98 Country. We're back with second half action in 3 minutes.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Right now, 1 in 3 drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm. New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today. Stay warm with Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Right now, they're offering a top-of-the-line furnace with a lifetime warranty. That's right, peace of mind for life. From heating, plumbing, electrical, and generator service to water conditioning, they've got you covered with expert care you can trust. Call Ron's today at 507-553-5848 or visit them online at www.ronsphe.com. Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric, where your comfort lasts a lifetime.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
And we're back here again, just about ready for second half action. Leading the way for New Ulm Cathedral again, Madeline Gillis with 15 points. And Taylor Schroeder with 10 points, leading the Rebels. 30-26, our halftime score. We have second half action in 1 minute.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
And we are back here, second half action, ready to get underway here from New Ulm. As New Ulm Cathedral leading USC here, 30-26 our score. As again, it's the starter, Schroeder, Mattoon, Bungum, O'Rourke, Brigger for USC. Berdan, Hillsheim, Gillis, Wilford, and Altermat for the Greyhounds. Inside, they go to Schroeder. Schroeder's shot's no good. And the first shot for the Rebels, they come up empty. Rebound by the Greyhounds. They'll push it now. Here will Hillsheim. Hillsheim gets into the paint, kicks it out. And now the drive, and it's lost there by Berdan. And here come the Rebels. Down by four here, 30-26, Greyhounds lead. Bungum, three-pointer, top of the key. Front of the rim, no good, but a rebound by Brigger. Her putback is no good. And the Rebels come up empty on that possession now, getting two shots at it. Here come the Greyhounds, leading by four. And it's Wilford on the move. Gives it up to Berdan, and she takes it in the lane, throws up the shot, rebound by Brigger. Now O'Rourke with the basketball. Say call out the offensive set. Now Bungum comes to get it. Goes over to Schroeder now. Here on the left side. Now back to the top. Here's Bungum. Now over to Schroeder on the right. She'll kick it out to Bungum. Three-pointer, and that one's good. Just about off the top of the key there, and right up at the top, just off a little bit of the angle on the left side, and she knocks it down. 30-29 now. Rebels trail by one. Wilford gives it up. Hillsheim, bounce pass inside, stolen by Bungum. And here comes Olivia Bungum now, pushes it up to Schroeder. Schroeder looks inside, too late. Well, Brigger's there. Kicks it out to Schroeder. Schroeder will take the three. No good. Rebounded by the Greyhounds. So the Rebels have gotten five shots off here thus far in the second half and have connected on just one. While the Greyhounds have gotten one shot off here in the second half and have not connected yet. There's a three-pointer, and that one's off the mark. No good there by Shea Wilford. And it's rebounded by USC. Bungum brings it up now. 15 and a half to go in the ball game. O'Rourke calls out the offensive set. Almost gets it stolen away. Now crossover. Picks up the dribble. Gives it up to Bungum. Bungum on the drive. Now steps back. Now driving again. Baseline. Throws it up off the backside of the backboard. And now to O'Rourke, who gets the three. So Bungum tracks down her own rebound off the side of the backboard there, and O'Rourke knocks down a three. She's got eight. 32-30 now. Rebels with a two-point lead. There's a turn and a shot off the glass there by Altermat. No good. Rebound by USC. Bungum now. She'll take the three, and that one's good. Olivia Bungum now with 3 three-pointers on the night, and she's got nine. Or excuse me, 2 three-pointers on the night. Two back-to-back for her on her shooting here in the second half. And there's going to be a travel called on Shea Wilford to turn it over. 35-30 our score. As Olivia Mako comes in for Cathedral. And Berdan comes out. Bungum now on the move. Looking to O'Rourke. She'll fire up a three. And it rolls out no good. And now rebounded by Bungum. And it's knocked out. Last touched by Cathedral. So the Rebels will inbound here once O'Rourke gets her shoe tied. 35-30, Rebels with a 5-point lead, 14-14 to play here in this ball game. O'Rourke again to inbound. Here we go. Looks, needs to get it in. Now out to Brigger. It's tipped and then knocked out of bounds by Altermat. And now the Rebels will be at midcourt to inbound here. And the inbound to Bungum, right back to O'Rourke now. To Bungum. Looking now, we'll give it up to Brigger. Brigger will take a three, and that one off the mark, no good. And it's grabbed by the Greyhounds. And 35-30, you get our score. Rebels with the lead, and Brigger, almost, yeah, she does get the steal. Nicely done there. And ahead to Schroeder. Now Schroeder will go up and under a little double pump action, and she gets it to go. Taylor Schroeder with 12 points for the Rebels. 37-30, they lead by 7. Now they give it up to Hillsheim, and it'll go off of bounds off of the Greyhounds. Three, 13-31 to go. 37-30 our score. And back in is Bryn Wilfert now. To Mattoon. Mattoon now gives it up to Bungum. Bungum on the move. And she was fouled. And she will get 14. So Mako with the foul. That's three on her. And the Rebels will inbound. Corner three is long and no good there by O'Rourke, and it's rebounded by the Greyhounds. And all the way and fouled by Mattoon is Bryn Wilfert on the take. And a blocking foul on Addison Mattoon. That's her first. And it'll be two free throws here for Bryn Wilfert. And that one no good. And that one rattles in and out no good. Rebounded by USC. Here come the Rebels now. O'Rourke, three-pointers. Long, no good. Off the back iron, it'll go out of bounds. 12:55 to go in the ballgame. 37-30. Rebels lead is 7. As the Rebels looking to put on a little bit of pressure here. And they're going to look into trap, and that one will go off of Cathedral and out of bounds to the Rebels. The fifth turnover here in the second half. And we've got a full timeout here by New Ulm Cathedral. 37-30, 12:47 to play. Back with more in 1 minute.
Corn growers depend on DeKalb for high-performing seeds that deliver. This is Scott from Johnson Seeds. Let us show you DeKalb's 101-35, 105-35, and 5626 and 5745 hybrids. They provide very good emergence and dry down, plus an excellent disease package. For more information on DeKalb's full lineup of products, call Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Stop into the Wells VFW and enjoy the thrill of horse races on Mondays, two-for-ones on Wednesday, meat raffles and drawings on Thursdays, happy hour all day Fridays and Sundays, great friends, great food, great times, waiting for you at the Wells VFW.
And we're back here, 37-30, our score. The Rebels lead by 7, 12:47 to play in the ballgame here in New Ulm, as New Ulm Cathedral will have the basketball. And here we go. Rebels with the ball. Here comes that pressure. Schroeder with it, gets it across. They look to trap her, and they do so, and we've got a timeout by USC. 37-30, and it will be a full timeout. 37-30, 12:37 to play. More in 30 seconds.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
And we're back here, 12:37 to go, 37-30, USC with the lead and the basketball. Leading the way here for the Rebels thus far, Taylor Schroeder with 12 points. And it is Madeline Gillis with 15 here for New Ulm Cathedral. But the Rebels here have scored 11 points in the second half and zero here for Cathedral. So at 11-0 run here to start this second half for the Rebels. And they've got that seven-point lead. Bogum with a basketball now. Gives it up to Bullerman. And she'll drive. Now kicks it to Brigger. Now over to Bogum. Bogum looks inside to Bullerman. The ball tipped away and stolen here by the Greyhounds. So here come the Greyhounds now. Have not scored here in the second half as we're about 6 minutes in, just about here. And now Wilford with the basketball gives it up to Bryn Wilford from Shea. Now over to Maka. And she travels with it and will turn it over for the sixth time. She back to the Rebels. 37-30. Under 12 to go. Rebels bringing it up. Schroeder has the ball. Pressure coming from New Ulm Cathedral. Bogum will get it across. And a blocking foul going to be called. And Mako picks up foul number four. She will come out. And number four, Hillsheim back in. With 11:48 to play here. And here comes the Rebels. Bogum on the drive. Baseline. Shot is short. No good. And it's rebounded. Oh, it was rebounded by the Greyhounds, but then knocked out of bounds. And goes off the Greyhounds. So it'll be Rebel basketball underneath their own basket now. And it goes to Schroeder. Schroeder now to Bullerman. Bullerman is blocked. And here comes the Greyhounds now. Off the block shot. Here's Hillsheim. Hillsheim will kick it out, and it'll go underneath the between the legs there of Wilford. And out of bounds, and another turnover here by Cathedral. Remains 37-30 here. 11-15 and counting. Bullerman to O'Rourke. O'Rourke gets there, throws up a shot, and it goes. They want to travel, but they kept it alive now. Rebels still going. Bungum three-pointer. Rattles out no good. Rebounded by the Greyhounds. And there's going to be an over-the-back foul called on Chloe Bullerman. That'll be her first. Second team foul here. 11 minutes to go. 7 minutes have went by this second half with New Ulm Cathedral not scoring at all. There's a turnover. Steal by Bungum. Bungum up and under, and she traveled. So she'll turn it back over on the travel call. 10:50 to go. Greyhound basketball. Rebels with a little bit of pressure here. Now they're looking to make that trap, but they dribble through it here, does Hillsheim. But then they throw it out of bounds. Last touch there by Shea Wilford. And the ninth turnover by the Greyhounds in this second half. Getting an 11-0 run here to start the second half for the Rebels. And Bungum will take it all the way. Flies through the defenders. And gets it to go. 39-30 now, a 9-point lead for USC. And Bungum almost got another steal. as the Greyhounds getting a little lazadaisical with their passes here. 39-30. Rebels up by 9. They get it in now to Gillis. We'll give it up to Hillsheim. Now back over. They swing it over. And there's a shot, a high arcing shot there by Altermat. And it's no good. Rebounded by the Rebels as O'Rourke has it. Looks to Bungum. Bungum almost lost it, but regains possession. Gets into the paint. Taking it strong again. That one rattled out. No good. She gets her own rebound. And the corner, Schroeder, no good. And it's rebounded by the Greyhounds. 39-30 remains the score. Schroeder almost got the steal. Now here comes Wilford. Now over to Altermat, and it's going to be a foul on Bullerman. And that'll be Chloe's second now. So Bullerman gets her a foul on her. That's number two. She'll come out now as Olivia Brigger comes back in. 39-30 remains the score here. 13-0 run for the Rebels to start this second half as the Greyhounds have yet to score here in this second half. And a turnover. Here come the Rebels. Schroeder, as she got the ball knocked away from her, and it's out of bounds off the Greyhounds. 9:29 to play. Rebels' lead is 9, 39-30. Into Schroeder. Schroeder in the paint now. Looks for Brigger. Off her fingertips and out of bounds. And the third turnover of the second half for the Rebels. The 12th overall in this game for them. We're just about halfway through the second half. And New Ulm Cathedral yet to score here in the second half. Now the shot. Hillsheim no good. And it's rebounded by Brigger. Only the fifth shot taken in the second half by Cathedral. Of course, with 10 turnovers, hard to get shots off. Now Schroeder on the move. Kicks it to Mattu. Now to O'Rourke. Three-pointers long. And it's going to go out of bounds to the Greyhounds. So here we are. We're stuck 39-30 here, our score. 8:52 to go. And Wilford gives it up. And Hillsheim on the take is no good. Rebounded by Altermont, no good. On her putback attempt, and Mattoon will get the rebound. And here come the Rebels. Bongham splits through, and she is fouled. And she went to kick it out here to O'Rourke, so it'll be on the floor. And that's going to go on number five, Madeline Gillis. That is her first. And third team foul here on the Greyhounds. Bounce pass into Brigger. And then she gets it wedged between the rim and the backboard on a foul. The ball stuck up there. We're waiting for Coach Overbow to jump up there and knock that out. And it fell all by itself. It went to get a ball to knock it out, and it just finally fell out on its own. All right, so here we go. Brigger, free throw is too much on that one, and no good. We'll get another one, though, as the foul was on 32, Altermat, and that was her fourth. A fourth team foul here as well. So three comes in. Burdan now again. Altermat out. Brigger's free throw. Nice rotation on that one, and she gets it to go. She's got five. 10-point lead down for the Rebels. 40-30. And here's Gillis on the move. Gives it up to Hillsheim, and the ball loose, and we're going to get a jump ball. Yes, we will. Possession arrow in favors the Greyhounds. So they'll inbound. 8:15 to play. Greyhounds inbound. Now they'll throw it out here to 34, Wilford. Now back to the other Wilford, Shea Wilford, and there's the scoring drought. It ends as Wilford knocks down a two. So 8:04 to go. They knocked down their first field goal of the second half. And now Brigger will take a three. She's off the mark, no good. Rebounded by the Greyhounds. Then it's stolen away by Bullerman. 11th turnover now. 40-32 Rebels. And it is the shot taken by Mattoon is no good. And it's rebounded once again by the Greyhounds. With 7:25 and counting here in this ball game remaining. And they look over to Wilford. Inside they go, and the ball is loose. Now back over to Shea Wilford. Jumper is no good. Mattoon is there for the rebound. And now Bungum. 7:05 and counting. 8-point lead here for USC. Bungum three-pointer is off the mark. No good. The ball will go bouncing out of bounds. And to the Greyhounds it goes. Under 7 to play here, 6:57. Greyhound basketball. And now, here comes Shea Wilford in the corner. Shot taken, a three-pointer there by Gillis is no good. Rebounded by USC. Bungum will push it up. And she'll kick it over to Schroeder. Schroeder in the corner, dribbles out of the corner, and is fouled there by Gillis. That'll be two on her now. And the fifth team foul. And Bungum will inbound here for USC with 6:35 to go. Paskowitz comes in, the sophomore, and out comes the senior, Gillis. Bungum with the ball. And driving the baseline. Pull-up jumper is short. Gets her own rebound. A kick to Brigger. Brigger, three-pointer. No good. That one rebounded by the Greyhounds as they push it now. Here's the shot. Wilford's no good in the corner there. That was Brent on the shot. No good. Rebounded by USC. 40-32 remains our score. Schroeder in the corner now driving. Gives it up to Brigger. Brigger baseline jumper. And that one is in. Rattled back out and rebounded by the Greyhounds. As on the move is Wilford, it'll be off USC, actually. So it'll stay Greyhound basketball. Bungum comes out, O'Rourke in here now with 5:46 to go. 40-32 our score. And the inbound here to Shea Wilford in the paint. She throws up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Schroeder. And ahead in the two. Nope. She'll hold up on it. Gives it back to Schroeder. Schroeder on the move. Will kick it to Mattoon, but throws it out of bounds. And the fourth turnover there by the Rebels. So 40-32 remains our score here. It's kind of been a sloppy second half here. On both teams here, but the Rebels, there's the take, no good on the drive there by Wilford, and it's rebounded by USC. However, USC has put some points on the board here, only two thus far in the second half for New Ulm Cathedral. 40-32. Schroeder lays it in, a good take there by Taylor Schroeder, and she's got 14. 42-32, back to a double-digit lead as we're under 5 to play. 4:56 and counting. Wilford kicks it over. Now they swing it to Bryn Wilford. Now the ball turned over. Here come the Rebels off the turnover. O'Rourke has the basketball. Brings it across midcourt. Brigger coming to set the screen for her. Bounce pass into Bullerman. Bullerman off the glass, down low for two, is good for Chloe. She's got six. 44-32, and a steal by Mattoon. Mattoon takes, misses. Schroeder, the putback is good. So 46-32 now. Wilford now kicks it. There's the shot taken. It's off the mark, no good by Burdan. And it's rebounded by USC. Schroeder will bring it up. 4 minutes to play. Mattoon looks to Bullerman. They kick it out to Brigger. Now back to Mattoon. Going cross court and not a good idea. It gets knocked away, but the Rebels do recover it. Now inside to Bullerman again. She looks to try to kick it out. It's knocked away. Last touched by the Rebels. So it goes the way of the Greyhounds here with 3:45 to go. Mattoon comes out, and New Ulm Cathedral is going to take a timeout. And it's going to be a full minute timeout. So we're back with more in 1 minute.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
State Line Cooperative would like to thank our customers, including area farmers, patrons, and suppliers, for your business this year. It has been our pleasure to assist you with planning your grain, agronomy, feed, and seed needs. We look forward to working with you to make 2025 successful and profitable. May the new year bring you peace, happiness, and prosperity. Have a safe holiday and happy new year from all of us at State Line Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Back here, 46-32 is our score. Rebels lead with 3:45 to play. Coming out of a Greyhound timeout. So here we go. Greyhound basketball. Pressure coming from USC here as they'll go full court man-to-man. They get it into the Greyhounds. Back over here to Shea Wilford. Looking, and they'll give it up. And at the top is Hillsheim. Hillsheim now inside. They go to Altermat, and she gets rejected, but they keep it. 12 on the shot clock here for the Greyhounds. And looking for that shot. No, they give it up to Wilford on the drive. 4 seconds to go. And, Bullerman comes across with a block. But they're going to get her with some contact on the arm. And a foul will be called. So Bullerman picks up foul number 3. Free throws up, and it is good here for Shea Wilford, who has 14 points on the night. 3 here in the second half, the only 3 points here for New Ulm Cathedral in this half, coming from her. And she can't make it 4 as that one misses, and it's rebounded by USC. Bongham on the take now. 3 minutes of counting. O'Rourke with it. Looks, holds it high, now dribbles to her left. Now over to Mattoon. Now they swing it to Bungum. And she drives the baseline. Reverse layup is good for Olivia Bungum. Bungum now with 13. And now, here come the Greyhounds. 48-33, USC's lead. And on the take, and a good take it was for Jade Altermat. She's got 4. And she's the second one to score in the second half for New Ulm Cathedral. Just their 5th point in the second half. After leading 30-26, New Ulm Cathedral. It's now 48-35 with 2:25 to go. They got their first bucket with 8:04 left in the first. In the second half here. It was their first field goal. And now Rebels again inbounding. Schroeder with a basketball. Looking, gives it up to O'Rourke now here, 2:15 and counting. O'Rourke will give it to Bungum. Bungum on the take, jump stop, and the shot, no good. Rebounded by the Greyhounds, taking it all the way is Jade Altermat, but it's knocked away. Good hustle there by Ivy O'Rourke to knock it away and stop her from getting a shot off. It'll be Greyhound basketball underneath their own basket, 2:06 to go. 48-35, USC with a lead. Another knockaway by O'Rourke. Staying Greyhound ball. And they get it in to the Greyhounds. Bungum almost got a steal. Swings it over now. And now to Maka. Maka on the move. And a blocking foul will be called. And it will be on 13. So there's Brigger's foul on her second. And here comes the inbound. Shot taken by Altermat, and that one's off the mark. No good. Brigger will grab the rebound. And a foul going to be called here on number 34, Bryn Wilford. That'll be three on her. Her third, with 1:48 to go here, Rebels lead 48-35. And they get it into Bungum, and another foul called, and that's going to go on Hilsheim, and that'll be two on her, and that's going to put Bungum to the free throw line, as the Rebels are now in the bonus. So Bungum to the free throw line. She's one of three here tonight. And she knocks down that one. We'll get another. 49-35 now. As Bungum makes this, and she does, makes it a 15-point lead, 50-35. 1:40 to go, 1:45 and counting, I should say. On the take, it is Altermat. She gets two, and that's six for her on the night. And another foul as Bungum will go to the free throw line. That one on Hilsheim, and that'll be three on her now. The eighth team foul, so Bungum 1-1 with 1:36 to go. As Cathedral playing the foul game here, and that one will go for Bungum. 16 points for her now. Matches Schroeder's total of 16 here in the ball game, leading all scorers. And she's got it with 17 now. And 52-37 USC. Cathedral gets the ball, and it's laid up and in. Mako for two, and that's her first bucket of the game. 52-39, and that one, ooh, a foul called. And it'll be Mattoon going to the free throw line. Shay Wilford, second foul on her. And again, that will put Mattoon to the free throw line here. Free throws up, and it bounces off, no good. Rebounded by the Greyhounds. Wilford on the take. That's Shea all the way. No good, but a whistle. And we're going to get two shots here. And it's going to call it on Mattoon. Her second. So that'll put Shea Wilford to the free throw line. She has 14 points here. And misses that one. She'll get another. And the free throw is up. That one's no good. And it is rebounded by USC. Mattoon grabbed the rebound there. Gives it up to Bungum. 52-39 Rebels with 1 minute to go. Now they work it around. Schroeder with a basketball. Crossover, and now looks inside to Brigger. Brigger up off the glass for two is good. She's got seven. 54-39, 45 seconds and counting. Rebels with the lead here, and it's going to get the win. There's another turnover. Here come the Rebels ahead to Schroeder. Schroeder off the glass, no good, but Bungum's there, and a push called on Brigger. So she picks up the foul, or on Bungum, I mean. That's her third. 30 seconds to go. Rebels hang back now. And they give it to Gillis. Now to Hillsheim. Now over to Altermat. Now back over here to Wilford. To Mako. Now back to Wilford. 11 seconds to go. Altermat with it. And she'll just hold it. No, now she's going to shoot it. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Mattoon, and that will do it. 54-39, USC getting the victory here tonight over New Ulm Cathedral. Again, 54-39. We'll be back to recap tonight's action after this quick break.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
All right, we're back here to wrap things up here from New Ulm as the Rebels come away with a victory here tonight. 54-39, our final. The Rebels get the victory here tonight and pick up their fourth win of the season. So creeping up and getting back to 500 here as they are now 4-5, 1-1 in the section. And they picked up another road victory, and they are 3-3 now on the road. So the Rebels, again, get the victory here, 54-39. Leading the way, Olivia Bungum with 17. Taylor Schroeder right behind her with 16. 8 from Ivy O'Rourke. 7 from Olivia Brigger. And Chloe Bullerman with 6 points off the bench here tonight for the Rebels. For New Ulm Cathedral, 15 from Madeline Gillis, all in the first half, and all came from beyond the three-point line as well. All threes for her for 15. And then it was 14 from Shea Wilford, again 14 points, 6 from Jade Altermat, and 2 from Ashlyn Hillsheim, and Olivia Mako, the senior, 2 points off the bench here for New Ulm Cathedral. 54-39 is our final here. Again, the Rebels really, trailed by 4 in the first half at halftime, 30-26, and then went on one heck of a run as only, let's see, 9 points scored. Yeah, 9 points for New Ulm Cathedral in the second half is all they had. And the Rebels, again, come away with a victory here, 54-39, our final here in New Ulm, as the Rebels again pick up their fourth victory of the season and are now 4-5 on the year. As again, we take a look at what's coming up on our broadcast schedule. Friday night, it's Blue Earth area hosting Fairmont, a girl boy doubleheader. Girls first at 6, boys will follow. Again, the Cardinals and Bucks should be Really good matchup, especially, I think, on the boys' side of things with the Cardinals and Bucks. On the boys' side, that should be a very good contest here as well. And I know the Fairmont girls have a heck of a squad going right now, and the Bucks looking to get some momentum on the girls' side of things here this season as well. So we'll see. I guess, you know, when it's a rivalry like that, Blue Earth Area and Fairmont, you can throw the records out the window, and there's going to be some tough action there on Friday night. Again, you can hear it on 98.1 FM and KBEW98Country.com. Friday night starts at 6 with the girls first, boys to follow. Big thank you to Grace back at our 98 Country Studios for keeping things running smoothly here this evening, and thanks to you for listening, and a big thank you to all of our sponsors for bringing you Rebel basketball here on 98 Country. For 98 Country Sports, this is Travis Fenske. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to USC Girls Basketball on 98 Country. Tonight's game between the Rebels and New Ulm Cathedral was brought to you by BevCom, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Greg Heine, your Pioneer dealer of Delavan, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt Lake Mills, and Bryceland, United Hospital District, State Line Cooperative, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, M&M Insurance, Ron's Plumbing, HVAC and Electric of Wells and Winnebago, Wagner Seeds of Wells, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, New Way K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Seneca Foods of Bloor, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Johnson Seeds of Wells, the Wells VFW, Schroeder Electric of Wells at Easton, and Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center have brought you USC Girls Basketball on 98 Country. Thanks for listening.
Shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne all night, little scotch on the rocks, and I'm fine. I'm fine. But when I taste tequila, baby, I still see you cutting up the floor to sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore.
say. I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes, it just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Air Conditioning Studio. This is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont, 98 Country.
Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. I see those bubbles pop up like you're texting, then they disappear. Let's cut to the quick and let's get to what we're doing here. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names and a tattoo? Just a number on a hand. Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? Yeah, I want you to want me to take you back home to my mama. Put my name on your lips, call me yours, and forget all this drama. Forget it all. Your makeup is next to my toothbrush, but you never put it away on the shelf. I'm asking you, baby, cause I'm tired of asking myself. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing? Are we dancing in the kitchen, baby? Tell me what it is and what it isn't. Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Trying to get it while we can. Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number I should wash right off my hands? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand?
Shutting down the city lights. It ain't in the water, floating like a bobber, soaking up that hot sunshine. As good as it gets. No, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her hair down in a ball cap. Yeah, yeah. As long as I get that sweet little something late night. It's on a plane or train away back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where. Yeah, yeah, that's where it's at. It ain't in a souped-up, shiny red new truck if she ain't to my right. Bar talk, canopy to yacht, popping tops, rocking all night. As good as it gets. No, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off the shoulder. Dressed up, head down in a ball cap. Yeah, yeah. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss. On a plane or train away back in the sticks. If she's there, that's where. Yep, yep, that's where it's at.
get a new truck if she ain't to my ride.
It's 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt hanging off her shoulder, dressed up, her head down in a ball cap, give, give. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or a train or way back in the sticks, I swear, if she's here, that's where, give, give, and that's where it's at. Yeah, that's where it's at. Yeah, yeah. 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt hanging off her
the best, for sure.
When setting your digital radio dial, lock it on today's country and yesterday's favorites. 98.1 FM.
I know I might look like another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line. Saying everything out of the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug, bet a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. This night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with, they're done. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of it, but turn the page on the old me. Now I ain't looking back. Cause you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug, bet a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing. Missing you in the morning. Right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me.